bears our weakness. But what we can do, he never bears them for us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We want to take back the glory and authority of our Lord Jesus. We heard he's the most powerful God. God, the one who is above all.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we reached a moment and we reduced his power.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we never ended there. And we began to lift a little people who are small. And to think perhaps the great power of God is what is within these people. But there is a power which created heaven and earth, that of the Father. And we hear that is the most powerful God. We want to continue to manifest again his great power. If rebukes us, begins with Romans 1, and he tells us these words. Romans chapter 1, from verses 19. Let's begin from verse 18.
Balumi esule soko nyewa kumina mnana. Kubango busungu bwa Katonda bubi kulibwa okuva muguru. Kubuta tia Katonda wona. Nobutaba na butu kilivu obwa bantu. Abaziza amazima mubutaba na butu kilivu. Kubango vya Katonda ebimanyika bila vike ribo. Kubanga Katonda abila bisa.
You've heard clear.
Katonda.
God is known to all people. That is the most powerful. And the one we speak of is the Father. And he said a manifested power which is all days. According to see what we see heaven and earth under, we see the grass growing. And we see many things existing. All of us have legs, we are walking. But many times, the false prophet works one miracle, and we see they have great power. And we forget God. He says that his great authority moved on to plainly show it to us. For we breathe. Every time,
we
don't know who gives oxygen to us. But these people see they shouldn't praise that God. We speak of the Father.
But
after glorifying the Father and the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit manifests this. We shall feel joy. But God says that this great power
will
put down. And we rather lift up people. Or they were led by evil spirits.
It
caused the church to retard. And God seemed not to be there. And we thought him as if he had hidden very far. For we wanted first to take, we never proclaimed it by the power which manifests and appears. For there is the power which plainly is around us. Breathe wherever you go and remain breathing oxygen. And the plants remain growing every time. And the sun is up there. And the moon is there. And you see the stars there. And you see the heaven. That is power. Which plainly shows of our Creator. Of the Father. But in that way, we've been seeking for another power. And we don't see this one.
And
seek it to strike us down and to roll on the ground.
That
we may prove that God has power. But right from today onwards,
after
understanding the power which is plainly around us, we are going to continue to see of the power which never appears before people. And it can totally heal without payment when you have not seen it. And you have not felt pain. But you've gotten healed. Another one comes lame and they begin to walk without falling down. There are prophets who call themselves powerful, and the devil has led them. But All things they begin to use, they are of the Father. Listen like this. The prophet is used, or that prophet. But the one using the prophet is not the one who created him.
He's
the devil who began on the power, begins on the power of God.
He's
begun on the one of God. But the one he's using is the one God created him.
He's
the one who gives him oxygen to breathe. Now God still has remained. He is supreme. For a prophet who is used, uses the oxygen of God.
Now,
after we lift up the powers which have beaten us down and we roll on the ground, but God the Father is the one who is above all.
Romans 1 verse
20.
Kubanga ebibi ebitalabika okuva ku kutonda ensi birabikira ddala nga bitegeererwa ku butonde.
That if these invisible things,
we
can see them.
Singa tusoka ne tulaba bino ebirabikako.
If we first see the one which are visible,
ne tulaba bino ogamba naye.
And sit and say, but
nkuladdi.
How, when do I grow?
Oba kale ndaba enkoko yange ng'ekula.
Oh, I see my hand growing. I see that God growing. But this power behind growth, how is it? Who is behind all this? Before I go to a prophet to strike me down,
then
I seek for God's power. I want to see how these things grow when
God
checks the power of the Father,
which
is invisible, is manifested. After discovering it,
it's
going to arise and appear and manifest to us. He wants to work within you. But the problem which is, there is a power you are waiting to shake you first, that will prove that now you're being filled. But
there's
a power keeping you breathing. If you first discover that,
he
can begin to heal using your hand, but you don't see it shaking. But you raise it and never see that power. And he uses your hand. Now the power of God which is invisible, if we can see what are visible, they can pass through such and they appear to us. Praise Jesus. Now, brethren, the Father is the one who is above all, and there is no greater person than him. No one will exceed him. He and his word and the Holy Spirit, the three are one. Now, we do today,
we
want to give him back the glory. We're not a thing on our mouth, and we say, take the glory. When we're not giving him the glory as his
word,
we even got his great men of God. Now he, who is he? For if you are weak, you get a stronger one of yours. Now these great men of God, it means God is a bit weaker than them. I don't know, you understand it? If he's the great man of God, as if he's a bodyguard to the weaker one. Praise Jesus.
That's the
Bible. Use the word the servant of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Romans 1:20. Baberenga tebalina kya kuoza.
Now the problem which is, he says no one is going to have an excuse before him. Power behind the things which are visible.
We
give birth to a child and a younger like this, and they begin to grow.
The
power which grows them, no one minds of it. We say that eating food is what makes us grow. Who still makes this food? What power is in food which tries to pull our bones and they grow more high. Praise I don't know if you try to see this power. If you discover it, it can come out and begin to work. You know Moses, when
he
reaches to God in a bush, when he read Exodus 3, he never knew it. And right where it was, that God can begin on his hand and choose another power. But he told him, just put your hand in the chest and see what is next.
Well,
he brought it out into the rock. God has power behind what is visible. After seeking that first shake us, we can never see the power of the Father. Because if it's hidden in what we see around us, praise Jesus. A plant has that power that you see.
Moves
on to grow it and
but
power is hidden in the fruits it gives, it brings.
There are
powers which design a fruit to appear the way it appears. How you say jackfruit, how it grows. Someone designs that jackfruit. And it reaches to grow. And it puts in fruits you're going to eat. They have a level they reach and they change color. Even other fruits, oranges,
the apples,
the apples, but they pass through levels.
Then
someone keeping them in their line. And he puts them
on.
And they have to have something holding it. But one thing is,
you
don't see him. And the power doing it, we don't know it. And
is
the one who begins to demarcate how your fruits are going to grow from.
But
the power doing all this, we've not seen it yet. That's why the Father's not manifested towards us.
As
if it's hidden before, from us. And we do it based in us, but we don't see
it.
Bible says this passes through all and is within all. We had in Ephesians 4:6. Passes through all and is within all.
Who
can check him out and see him? This generation.
We
have to see him, the great God. Praise Jesus.
For
Moses first understood this. God is behind all things. For we see him when he comes through the night. And he enters Egypt.
And
he takes them away, brings flies. And he brings frogs.
But
behind it, they were very wild and you couldn't stand where they are. All that. God wants to use, he uses them. Behind them, there's a power hidden from us we don't see.
Which
move on to create things. There is a power you don't discover which you have to see through things around you. And you should see them in you falling and rolling on the ground. But you have to see it. Moses many times when he went before God, he never went when he was shaking. He told him, get dust and point it.
Because
that will happen. Could I see shakings around? But you see things move on to happen. But we want to tell you, don't think anyone to be great. For God is behind all things. He alone is great. We have to discover his greatness. When we discover the power of the Father, you will rightly appear before his children and to manifest before the world. Try to show that it's God will never give it to another.
Balumi esule soka olunyiriyo lwa biri molumu.
Romans 1 verse 21.
Kubanga bwe bamanya Katonda ne batamugulumizanga nga Katonda.
Twamanya.
We knew
Katonda kitaffe gyali.
That God the Father is there.
And tumanya nti bintu binoteri yabiteekawo wa Satan.
That no one put this, even though the devil They never even speak anywhere that the devil created the world. Not even things within it. But many worship the devil. Many seek for his power. It's what he tells us.
Even
though we knew God is there,
we never
glorified him according to the authority we had. No one looks at this world and says the devil created. Everyone says God created. Thank God for creating the world. People seek the power of darkness. There are many. What surprises most, right now church is held the first position to move on to seek those dark powers which are not good.
We
need to align ourselves, brethren. We can look for the Holy Spirit and move on to review the power of the Father. You'll be seeing it. And you find a lame and you tell them stand up and move.
They
don't fall on the ground. Stand up and move on. Because I'm missing power, shake them. You know, when God is healed, he never heals based on the body. He heals from the inner man coming outward. For he joins with the spirit and he sends healing in the body part.
There's
nothing like shaking, but you say, I'm well. But this power of darkness, they come from outside wanting to enter in the inner man. For we heard that they push the wounds within the inner man. Now God pushes the wound from the inner man and casts it out of the body.
If we
understand the power of God, which is great, if we discover this power of us, this man seems to have hidden from us from creation. He's hidden even behind you and you can't see him. For when your hand was growing, you never saw who was growing. You can never see it. You have to study, understand it.
You have to
behind the things moving on to work. He sees you going to shrine. He sees you going to steal. He's never limited you to grow. He moves on to do his work. Try to discover his authority. You shall continue to see him in the world and be surprised. Romans 1:21.
Omutima gwabwe musirusiru ne guzikirizibwa. Bwe beyita abamagezi songa basiruwala. Ne bawanyisa ekitiibwa kya Katonda ataggwaawo. Okufaanana ekifaananyi eky'omuntu aggwaawo.
Listen very carefully. Twagenda
maaso okuwanyisa ebitiibwa bino.
Move not to exchange these glories.
Era ng'abamu ku baatuse okukola bino.
Some of them did first this on.
Baatuka ne bagamba Katonda. Mali omutuukirivu nnyina Katonda.
They reached and said, Hail Mary, Mother of God. And they glorified her so much. And
he
said, pass through the mother to pray. Jesus left telling us to pass through his name. And this put an image and creation. And they glorified it so much. More than the creator. And there came men.
Impression
on the past one. And we said those great men. You see the power of the prophets. God, human beings created by God. And we thought perhaps they have power.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's where reviews and tells us.
We
glorify a creation he created. We began to say, Hail Mary, pray for us. Mother of God. Now God and Mary, who was first? For we had the word. He just came in her womb and got a body within it. And he got out. But that word was in the beginning. Now does she give birth to God?
Or
she was born and God passed through her. Never give birth to God. For he claims you give birth to God as if you say you are the one first before him. And you give birth to him. And you named him the name of God. If you say mother of God, as if you're not sure that he was, you've just given birth to him and it's become God after giving birth to him. This is the creation which moved on to be glorified. And leave that.
But
when we enter the
church,
the people have taken the glory of God and they call themselves spiritual fathers. Remember, you as the Spirit informed you and he preached to you and he claims he's given birth to you. Whether you try to bring out these words clear, any other spiritual father or father is in heaven. For they are men.
When
Acts 8, verse 9, let's read briefly of this man. Acts 8 from verse
9. Erinya lye Simoni eyakolanga eddogo edda mu kibuga omwo naawuniikirizanga eggwanga lye Samaria ng'agamba nti ye mukulu ne bamuwuliranga bonna okuva ku muto okutuuka ku mukulu nga bagamba nti omuntu ono ge maanyi ga Katonda agayitibwa amangi.
Owulidde bulungi,
you've heard clear.
Batuuka bannabbi bano ab'obulimba nga beekwese mu kkanisa.
Prophet sitting in the church. People reach do sorcery and people know it is power. And he amazed the younger and the old. And himself
said,
he is the great man of God. And all people say, this is not just a human being.
It's
the divine power of God which is great.
It's
the beginning of powers. But he too died. This is what is on this earth. Let me tell you, you can praise a human being, but he will die. God, you will move on to another generation.
And
work on others when you have gone. And you go with the one you are praising, and all you go together.
And
he remains to work with the next generation. He puts you in hell and he says, you are great men, now come back. That man has power.
And
give him a position of the spiritual father. Even if it's a pope, still they come for him and he dies. Even if you praise him to what level,
who
is required to be praised? That is the father. Who has the greatest power? When the apostles went to that city, power was shown and it was weakened. And he saw another great power he had never seen.
And he said,
just stretch hands and people are healed. Let me give you money and you sell me that, for the one I had was not good. For his power had a lot of sacrifice and a lot of gymnastics.
You
see a prophet healing but stretching himself. He's in gymnastics and having problems. He uses magic.
That
is the great power of God. As I hear snakes came, things are in this world. The power of God hidden behind creations. They are hidden behind you. Within you, that power is hidden. Praise Jesus. For you see, our eyes are aligned very clearly. If it gets a problem, you go to a doctor and it gets a problem to align. You have parts in the body. And if a doctor misses them a little, you don't remain. Keep them within the stomach and they keep them each in its order. You can run from here. And you go. And you begin to turn every
Sunday.
When the doctor operates you a little, don't do HIV works again. Because now the intestines are not well if you shake them so much. But even if you run and you stroke your legs and you do, they have never collided. After we say, I went to a great man of God, a prophet. God has done many great things before human beings. Now you wanted the provision of things within our stomach. Doctors touch them, they're on high alert. He touches this one. Make a small mistake. You don't remain. We run and we do all things. And there is no problem you're experiencing. Praise Jesus. But we have failed to see that power of the Father, the one who can do all things. But
today
we are going to continue to repent to Him for being blind all this long. And we can never see the power of the Father. And we ask
Yes,
as we began to be revealed of it, that He comes out, save us powers of darkness, that He humbles and weakens it. Most prophets have mushroomed and they are too much on us. And right now the chosen are being little powers of darkness appearing, of making people fall down and roll on the ground and even prophesying on them. For the one who prophesies to us, it will goes. But I wonder, he never prophesies the future ahead of him.
Let me
tell you one thing. If a prophet prophesies how many times and is false, he can never prophesy where he goes after that.
Finish,
the devil blinds them from there. And he prophesies cars and things. But after that, I don't tell you that this month at this time I'm going to be in heaven. That they fail to prophesy upon it. Praise Jesus. Be careful, brethren. Many things have hidden, which appear they move on to deceive us.
All
power manifesting right now. But there's a power which put the world and its fullness within
it.
Every day it is working amazing miracles. Every day there are miracles and they are like rain. They give you bone and bone. Animals, insects, and birds. You see, creations are growing. The trees are growing. Plants are there. Happening every day, but we can't see them. You won't see the miracles can refuse to happen. You go in the desert. Wonder where there are no plants there. Who's refused to cause them growth there? Why does he push them where we are?
He's
intending what behind all this. We don't see that too. After we say God has not taken care of us, He's not shown His power. We want Him to show it to what extent? To first take oxygen from you. Understand how His power moves through this oxygen. Let me tell you one thing. Even if a prophet works how many miracles, never waste time with him. When you go there, tell him, let's go, I'm going to show you a miracle.
When you
and he said, let's tie a polythene upon each one's nose. And we see how they work miracles again when they don't breathe. Possible. How long can you finish or survive when they have tied a polythene upon
them?
I'm going to show them the power of God. We go in a studio on a television. I'm going to be showing the power of God. If the other strikes you down, in a few minutes you're down. if you begin to struggle from the ground. Power is all over. If you want to see it of it, tie your nose and block it. Fall down without a prophet, cause you're going to fall down. When throw you down, you say tomorrow also power is at this prophet, it makes you fall down. Block your nose, the power of God which causes you to fall. There are things we never see. But if you see that, God is going to begin with you.
Work
from there. We would have discovered the beginning of how His power manifests. Even up now, it's moving.
Move,
breathe and exist.
One
gives oxygen to everyone under the sun. Spoken Acts, He told us. Acts 17:19.
Acts 17:19. Abasene bonna n'abagenyi n'abaabangayo tebakolanga kintu kirala wabula okwogeranga oba okuwuliranga ekigambo ekijja. Pawulo n'ayimirira wakati wa Aleopago n'agamba nti, abasajja abasene, mbalabye mu byonna nga mutya nnyo balubaale, kubanga bwe mbadde mpita ne ntunuulira bye musinza era ne nsanga ekyoto ekiwandiikiddwako nti
now they put the altar of God and abandon it there. And the one of His word, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And they say, this is the altar of this God, who is unknown and hidden from us.
And
all teachers of God, they knew many around. The God of so-and-so, the God of the other, and of the other. That one makes you fall down. Of the other side prophesies so much. If you want to go to nations, go to the God of the other. Now there's the living God, and is the Father, and His word, and the Holy Spirit. They had put upon it,
and then God.
We fail to discover this one is hidden from us. He's hidden His power. We see plants grow. We don't know how He makes them grow. Let's abandon this God. Let's go where they strike us down. Understand, for He makes you fall and you feel you're fallen. He prophesies upon your forefathers' history. They bewitched you, the forefathers. And you say, yes, Lord. Of the living God that put an unknown God. Now He told them, He Himself the Father.
And
when you don't understand today, we want you to understand Him.
Acts 17:23. Katonda yakola ensi n'ebirimu byonna, oyo kubanga ye Mukama w'eggulu n'ensi. Tabera masaba gakolebwa n'emikono.
Just as you see today, this building they know to call it the church of God, but it never lives within it, and it's never been the house of God. Now the entire house calls this the temple of God. They are there, it's never in it. Now ask yourself, what gods are on those buildings? You know, you go to Namugongo and they put for you Namugongo shrines. It's a shrine. You've come to a shrine. Now let me tell you.
Tell you
that God lives in this building. No, you are not on the living God. For He never lives in buildings. At least he sent his spirit to be within us.
And
work in the entire world.
He
built a building for and listed a building. Just an office you meet him in. You know you have a problem.
God
your own is not the living God. Say you want to see God. In that room, the prophet of God is there. He's a prophet. He sits on to begin to prophesy. It's not the God is on, is another God. God, if he ever made a program with the sick person, when he meets the man, he tells him, let it cease to be on you. The power of God is not in these prophets. You see. For theirs, many times it's on their pulpits, in their offices, and perhaps on those altars they hold.
Back
in the prophets and apostles and see. Pastors, they never made a program. And the lambs walk. Who passes there? This one you see were great. Who heals a lamb on the rod? Is there anyone? The others, they plant demonic spirits.
Don't
take anywhere they walk from, you can't be healed. It's like a shrine, you have to go there or where they have shown you, whether in the crossroads.
But
the apostles just
passed.
They made someone without a problem with them.
Start,
get your bed and walk.
Friends that
we have no goals.
Stand
on your feet and go.
They made
no program with him.
Go
and they register you, they give you your banner.
We don't never take it again.
Not understood what is going on. All these, most of them are shrines in the world. Not seen the church of Christ. Most of the time is moving and going everywhere. Even make a program where you're going to heal.
From
where they come, God just heals. His power is all over. They don't plant it on pulpits. They don't plant it in the crossroads. When you fall, you are in the congregation. They have to bring you up on the pulpit.
They bring you
where they planted their demon. You think they were using the power of the living God. Another gave them a cord. That's why others say, read these words in my palm. After reading them, you fall down on the ground.
You
speak in the cords of the shrine now. And you are calling a certain demon.
Acts 17:25. Sota welezebwa mikono gy'abantu ng'eyeetaaga
ekintu.
Listen to the living God.
No
human hand serves him.
It
means the living
God.
Even if you stretch your hand
like
this, he has to bring his to pass through yours.
That
he can heal his people. My heart heals. You are in a real shrine. And let me tell you, if you bought bricks on any building and you thought you were serving God through that, this is what I'm telling you, is not served with the hands. No hand of yours has ever served him. Why? For even what you get on to give him is the one who gave it to you. If you want to know to breathe, you will not breathe. And how will you work when you don't breathe? You carried bags of sand. Thank him for giving you strength.
No more
and he served you. No human hand has ever served God under the sun.
And
me too, though I stand here.
Neither
just pray helps me. If the gift of an apostle he gave me, I wouldn't have
suffered.
He's the one who gives you what you serve him through. Who has ever served him now? Why are you praising ourselves?
He's
not served with human hands. And if
you've
been serving him with your hands, he says you've never served him.
He's
to give you a gift you best to serve him. We shall always thank him. Thank you for giving us strength. And we make this money.
We'll
throw the tithe and the offering. To thank you. Helping us to work. But sometimes back as if we've been helping God. Let me give him of this tithe. And maybe the offerings. If I got 10 million. The tithe is a... 10 million? 1 million shillings.
If you get some other
50,000 shillings offering, let me just add to God.
You will
tell these bad measurements which are not balanced are detestable.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let me tell you, brethren,
if they are
humble to the Father in this world,
he's
going to manifest amazing powers.
Who
is given it in creation
between
in you yourself.
Amen.
You don't need to go to someone to make you shake. If you want to shake, you block your nose, you begin to struggle for oxygen.
And you
begin to foam from your mouth. You will prove the power of God which makes you fall.
Yes, you was the way.
Praise Jesus so much.
Let's
finish Acts.
Acts 17:25.
You see what he does? He gives life, he gives breath, and everything. If you want to prove
that
no prophet gives oxygen, go tell him broke his nose. You will suffer when he's not breathing. Prove the power of God.
Acts 17:26. Banonyenga Katonda mpozi bamuwamante okumulaba ne wankubadde nga tali wala wabuli muntu kuffe kubanga mwoyo tubabalamu tutambula tubeerawo era ng'abamu abewammwe abayiiya bwe bagamba nti kubanga era tuli zadde lye kale bwe tuli ezzadde lya Katonda tekitugwanira okulowoozanga nti Katonda afaanana zaabu oba feza, oba jinja. Ebyolebwa n'obukabakaba n'amagezi g'abantu.
You've heard very clear. Move within him. We live and
sleep.
We build houses in him. Who understands that? Most say
he
is up in heaven. We are moving in him. We live in him. We
build
houses within him.
Who
understand that here is in God and elsewhere they are in God. When you come here, you begin to clean and make yourself look very holy. I'm going before the Lord. I'm going in the presence of the Lord. Elsewhere you've been in the presence of the devil. God is the one who can do all things. We move in him, we live in him, and have our being in him. After here, remember they told you God is in the church. When you expect it's not there. When you're coming here, you close some long clothing. When you get out, you clothe the short ones. God is in heaven. What shall he see? Now, some of you, you clothe well and come.
But when you get back, they
find you the city and you're closed for them. I left God in the church. Let me tell the power of the living God. People have despised and deceived itself from them. But it's around.
We try
to discover God the Father and his power.
I'm
going to sit wherever you will be. Don't need to go to the mountains, not the valleys. All over and is within all. Need to understand and it appears with his power.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Elijah first discovered it. I'm in the presence of the Lord. Understand the presence of the Lord. Not going to rent for 3 years. He first discovered. As I speak here, God is listening. And I'm afraid of his, he's going to do it. Right then it began. Never went into fasting. Men discovered the power.
They discovered
where the Father is. They knew wherever they were, he was there.
They had
a good relation with him. At your home, he's there. He's nowhere. Don't think that when you pray in your house, he hears, but you despise him and he got tired of you. You go to your other great men. Let's see how things will end. Your spiritual father, let them care of you where you are. But the father of spirits, he knows every spirit where it is. And he wants to take care of it. But because when you reach
out,
you go to your other spiritual father. Does he know what is in your spiritual world? Does he know what is going to attack you tomorrow? But the Father knows them. He promised and said, they will surely happen, but woe unto them who brings them. Behind it, he wants to show you power. Me, I'll let them bring it. But after, I will hit them down. You will see I'm around. Because we thought them in another way. We
climbed
mountains to seek for power. Right on the roads where you're walking from, the power is there. There is nowhere the power is.
You have to
discover this, that it is there. Who watches the wind and sees it? It's of which color? Who sees the wind? You try to do like this. Whether you see it. Don't you feel it pass you? Blowing on you? It's so
color.
You may not feel that it's there. But try to wave on yourself. You feel the wind is just
around.
Spirit passes through all that power we feel. Really, is seen by human hands. After now the wind is blowing around. When you wave your hands around your nose, you
feel
sometimes it increases and you feel it's increased. But if it just goes on higher and higher and higher. The body freezes from there, it never exists again. Who measures all the things? Who measures them? We've gone back to Romans. Romans 1.
They're
going to repent to the Father because we don't see his power.
But
we pray he helps us
to
reveal to us these last generations
to
back his glory in the midst of the church. Romans
8:23.
Romans 1:23.
Balumye sule soka onyo rabiri mwesatu. Nebawanyisa ekitiibwa kya Katonda ataggwaawo. Okufaanana n'ekifaananyi eky'omuntu aggwaawo. N'ekyebibuuka.
Abamu balina ebinyonyi byabwe basinza.
Have their parts they worship. We had in Ezekiel 8. Others appear so dark. Animals, other snakes. Going back to Genesis 6. Where they first worship things which are understandable. And someone tells you, his God is ease. Oh, he's Jesus. Never waste time to go to such person. For Jesus, who was given to us his one, when God loved the world, and he gave his loved son, he gave us one. Jesus is for all of us. The one who wants, let's believe him, the one who never wants to get to be destroyed. But there's no Jesus possessed by an individual. Those are demons.
And
if someone says, my Jesus, if your demon to yourself, let me go seek for the Jesus of all. Is it not that?
Yes, we are two way.
When Jesus was given for all of us.
So to
possess him that is going to be with his Jesus. Remain with your Jesus. Others say, what is upon them that clothe us?
Pray
so much. What is upon me to clothe you? What is upon you? Is it a demon? We are going to share it.
Balumi esule soko nyorabili mwesatu.
Romans 1:23.
Neche vili na maguruana.
Ngwari ya basinze nsoro.
That they worshiping animals.
Ama wanga kuna muka manyaka kura vini.
Nations, you know them doing this.
Mwurimo India.
There's India.
Mwurimba na abenja basinze njofu.
There's those who worship the elephant.
Na hiyo mabika waliyo sitani.
But behind it there is the devil.
Nechebie walula.
Kabalabali na agasota.
Others have reptiles.
Tulimba lumye sule soko nyiru abili mwenye.
Romans 1:24.
Katonda cheyava aba wayo elio bugwagwa. Mkwe gomba kwe mitima jawe. Okono unange chitibwa chemibili jawe vokana voka. Kubanga mazimaga katonda baga wanyisamu obulimba. Nebasinzanga nebawerezanga kitondo kusinga omutonzi.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Era kafano ebiro bino betulimu.
Right now the stones we are in.
Basinga bawereza bantu.
Most are worshiping human beings.
Era bawereza babuwereza bwabantu.
And they are servants of ministries of people, not of God. But the moment has come.
Tugere katonda omulamu.
Stand the living God.
Muwereze.
That we serve him.
Umanyi ne mubuyinza.
Power and his greatness of his creation.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Mu Isaiah 6:3.
In Isaiah 6:3.
The
Holy Spirit moved on to pray for us this prayer. And he explained the Father.
Isaiah 63:8. Kubanga yayogera nti mazima be bantu bange. Abatali kusa. Kale naba mulokozi wabwe.
Yagamba tuli bantu be.
Say we are his people. Era
yali atusubira obutalimba.
And the expense that will be to lie.
Naye kampano wetuolekedde.
Right now we are heading.
Tufusa abalabe ba Katonda.
We become enemies of God.
Nadali kanisa.
Mostly the church.
Wakankano tuyiganyiza abantu be.
Now we persecuted his people.
Tunyaze.
We grabbed from them.
Tutunze emichere mbusima kino mitukuvu.
Rice that is holy rice.
Kwegamba ebintu biri eyo bingi.
Things are happening.
Isaya esule enkaga mwesatu olunyiryo lw'omwenda.
Isaiah 63:9.
Yabonyabonyezebwa mukubonyabonyezebwa kwabwe kuna.
Nti waliwe yasindikibwa mukama afi Yesu.
The one who sent the Lord Jesus.
Mubitwandi bonyebonye.
One who would have suffered.
Ye nabibonyabona.
He rather suffered on our behalf.
Nika kata atele erobe tulaba.
Right now what we see today.
Abagamba nti babakabi.
They will say they are his ambassadors.
Ati batubonyabonya mukubonya.
Now they are rather disturbing and trouble. Persecuting us. The pastor tells you, don't know where I passed to reach here. Fast 40 days go to arise for you. Jesus suffered on our behalf 40 days.
And
he said, what they had to suffer. Me, I suffered on their behalf.
You
don't need to suffer again. When you see the distress people pass through, to make the path you have to sow so much, with your money, the blessings to be bought,
yet
all things he had paid for us,
he
can put you in there. As you are a full time minister, and you begin to get look funny from there, and they drive cars and they build houses. Yet you say this people shouldn't suffer. For me, I suffered for their sake what they were to suffer.
They
are calling us all we are so tired to come back in the rest of our spirits. Isaiah 63:9.
Yabonyabonyezebwa mukubonyabonyezebwa kwabwe kwonna. Ne malaika ali mu maaso ge yalokolanga. Mukwagala kwe ne mukusaasira kwe yabanunula. Yabasitulanga n'abeetikiranga ennaku zonna ezedda naye ne bajeema ne banakuwaza omwoyo gwe omutukuvu.
Omanyi bwe twajeemera kitaffe
ebyaddiraomwoyo
omutukuvu n'anakuwala
and the spirit went aside. Judge reached a time and they prayed and the spirit never appeared and they decided to seek their own ways
under
the sea to get power. And people went to seek for powers of darkness. They had forgotten one thing. That we need to just glorify the Father through the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
And
then will appear.
When
he took his glory, others became spiritual fathers.
He
got ownership of churches.
And
he began to say, your church. And you call people your sheep.
Said,
now you're going to struggle with them, you're going to take care of them yourself.
When
pray, give them yourselves. That's where the problem came from. Church reached a point and they had nothing like power. And people fasted, prayed. They prophesied upon them, things never happened. And they say, what can we do? Let's seek of power. That's where they went to the devil.
Didn't
restore his glory. To know he's the one who is almighty. To know he's within all.
Began
to see his power manifest. It would have ceased and disappeared not to appear as great.
In
God alone appears as the great one. Isaiah 63 verse 10.
Naye ne bajeema ne banakuwaza omwoyo we omutukuvu kye yava akyuka okuba abalabe baabwe n'alwana nabo ye yennyini.
Nti n'akyukiramu abalabe baffe.
The Holy Spirit of that time to become our enemy. And he attacked and fought the church.
Isaiah 63:11. Awo n'alyoka ajjukira ennaku ezedda Musa n'abantu be. Ngayogera nti aliludda wa oyo eyalinyisanga ng'abajja mu nnyanja wamu n'abasumba b'endiga ze. Aliludda wa oyo eyateeka omwoyo gwe omutukuvu wakati mu bo.
Mugamba yabajeri ne Musa mesisi brought you from Egypt with Moses. Abaisa mikana ko ebi bi. Past the sea made many things. Mwera yabasanga mu moyo. And he put his spirit among you.
Ali wakati.
Where is he now?
Umanyiche tulikore.
You know that's what we are on now.
Sitani aliri abuze.
The devil is asking.
Ali ruda wakatona.
Where is that your God?
Kubanga akimanya abasumba abasinga na abatumi.
Most of the pastors and apostles.
Nibana byamanyi baganone.
And he promised they seek powers from him. Now he says, where is the one who put his spirit among you and he worked? For he made us work in us and he blasphemed our God. Like it's written in Revelation 13. And the beast was given a blasphemous mouth.
And
he blasphemed God through the people themselves. And we call ourselves spiritual fathers. The ships too are ours. And the churches too are ours. My ministry. Did you give it yourself?
Now,
where is he who put his spirit among you?
You
want to glorify him again.
That
he comes to put his spirit among us.
And
he manifests his good works.
Isaiah Isaiah
63 verse 12.
Eyatambuzanga omukono gwe ogw'ekitiibwa awali omukono gwa ddyo ogwa Musa.
You see what it is?
Katonda
ono. This God.
Awali omukono gwe.
Where there is your hand is. You need the hand of God. The one I've told you which is invisible. We saw Moses raise a hand. God was the one raising the hand. I told you with the visible you have. If you discover who does them, you can discover the hand of God. When Moses raised, he saw the hand of Moses. The hand was raised beyond the one of Moses. I don't know if you understand me. Let's repeat that verse.
Isaiah 63
verse 12.
Eyatambuzanga omukono gwe ogw'ekitiibwa awali omukono gwa ddyo ogwa Musa eyayawulamu amazzi mu maaso gaabo okwekolera erinnya eritaliggwaawo.
Owulidde bibuuzo bino, these are questions. Tubuuza ye Lucifer.
The one who asks this question is Lucifer.
N'abaweereza
and his servants.
He knew it.
When Moses raises a hand,
when
he looks besides, he sees the ones of God and he runs away.
He
understood.
When Moses
raises, you know, it's God raising. But we can't see that hand. When you look at Moses raising a hand, it's hard to see the hand of God there. But it was there. For God is everywhere.
It's
what we have to discover. That the Father is the Almighty and is everywhere.
Isaiah Mkaga Musatu Olunyiriri Olokuminenya. Olokuminesatu. Eyabaisa Buziba Ngembalasi Mudungu Obutesitala. Ngente Weziba Ezikamu Chiwonvu. Omoyo gwa Mukama ogwaba umuzanga bwe gutyo bwe watwala bwotyo abantu bo okwekolera erinnya ery'ekitiibwa.
Kikatonda mbino byonna
that God in all this
yabikolanga yekolera erinnya ery'ekitiibwa.
Did them make a glorious name for himself.
Kulanga yatuma omwoyo okubeera mu bo.
Spirit to be with me then.
Nafe kitugenda okulabikanga twongere okumusaba.
What we are going to ask him also.
Kakano twongedde okubikulirwa ebimukwatako.
In revealed more of what concerns him.
Atusasire kubanga tulizadde.
We have mercy for his offsprings.
Isaiah esule enkaga mwesa tonyolwe 15.
Isaiah 63 verse 15.
Tunula ngo ima mugulu. Olabe ngo ima mnyumba eyobutukuvu. Oyobutukuvu uvo nechitibwa cho. Buliruda wa obunyikivu uvo nebikolo avyo ebyamanyi. Okwagala kwe memeyo no kusasirako kuziizibwa jendi. Kubanga gwe kitaffe. Newankubadde Ibrahim tatumanyi.
Nti newankubadde ye Ibrahim.
Although Abraham.
Wamukufu tatumanyi.
He knows not some of us.
But we're going
to hold on.
Nanga tukimanyi ye kitaffe.
For we know he's our father.
Manu ba spiritual father baatugenda kubavaako.
Other spiritual fathers we're going to abandon them.
Kulemere ku kitaffe ali mu
ggulu. We hold on the father in heaven.
Ajja kuba agolola omukono gwe.
He will be stretching his hand.
Awali omukono gwaffe.
Where there is our hands.
Anatambuliranga wansi mu bigere
byaffe. Move under our feet.
Ngabwe twalaba ku mulembe gwa Yona.
Like we saw in the season of Jonah.
Yes, situla Yona naye nga Yona takitegeera.
Lifted Jonah but he never knew.
Yona agenda tambula bwati.
Jonah moves like this.
Agenda tunune mabega.
As he looks behind.
Awali yo mugero munene.
And there's a big footstep.
Ngabwe na da Yona.
He went back to fit his foot in it.
Asubira okuba wonna.
He can be everywhere.
Ayinza nokusitula nga tumanyi nga bulaba nga gwa.
If you don't see and you see yourself walking, but you don't see yourself getting tired. He's the one we want. We don't want people who make us roll down with what things we don't understand. And they tell us, field of the spirit, yet nothing is happening. Except wanting to make money from us.
Isaiah 63:16.
Kubanga
gwe kitaffe, ne wankubadde nga Ibrahim tatumanyi, so na Isirayeli tatukkiriza. Gwe ayi mukama gwe kitaffe.
Oyo ye taata tugenda kuvivaamu.
Father, we are going not to abandon him.
Tugenda kumukowoola.
I'm going to call him
mpaka nga alabisiddwa.
Until he has appeared.
Tugenda mulemerako.
We are going to hold on him.
Wangu omutukuvu tumulaba nga ali mu Isaiah.
See, the spirit is within Isaiah.
Amulemerako nnyo mukama gwe kitaffe.
Says you, our Father.
Isaiah esule enkaga mwesatu olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga.
Isaiah 63 verse 16.
Omununuzi waffe okuva emirembe n'emirembe ly'erinnya lyo. Ayi mukama, lwaki gwe okutukyamya mu makubo go? N'okakanyaza omutima gwaffe obutakutya. Komawo kulwabaddu bo, ebika eby'obusika bwo. Abantu bo abatukuvu babulina akaseera buseera. Kaseera buseera. Abalabe baffe balinyiridde awatukuvu wo.
Basitani bali wa
kubututs on the pulpits.
Banabi bo bulimba basuba bo bulimba.
The prophets, the false pastors.
Amadini.
The religions.
Sibo bali mu kifo ebitukuvu mu bantu.
The sanctuary of God seated in the holy place.
Abalabe baita his lordship.
Others are called his lordship bishops.
Inspector General Prophet
is one. Inspector General Prophet one. And they honors the We need him the father, brethren.
Isaiah esule yenkaga mwesatu olunyiriri olwe 19.
Isaiah 63:19.
Tufuse ngabo botofuganga. Ngabo abatatumibwanga linya lyo.
Ngakati botufana nako.
That's how we appear.
Naitwa galo kumusaba.
We want to ask him.
Katugendeko muyenkaga mwenyonyo wa 8.
Let's go to 6:1-8.
Isaya esule nkaga mwenya olunyoro omunana.
Isaiah 64:8.
Atandikire ko wako. Olwo kutano.
Isaya esule nkaga mwenya olunyoro okutano.
Isaiah 64:5.
Osisinkana noyo asanyuka nakole byobutukirivu. Abo abakujukira mu makubogo laba wasungu wala naffe ne twonona. Obwedda twabeeranga mu ebyo. Nokulokoka tulirokoka kubanga fefena tufusenga abatali balongofu nebikolwa bya febyonna ebyobutukirivu biringanga ebyambalo ebikongedde
ebijudde enkonge oba ebiyulise yulise
era fena tuotoka ngolulagala
katono nnyo oba wakajja mbulokozi
nozikira
ebyobutukirivu n'obivaamu
totally abandon salvation after
N'obutali butuukirivu bwaffe bututwalira ddala ng'empewo. So tewali asaba linnya lyo.
Twagala erinnya lya kitaffe lino.
Want the name of his father was.
Ddemu tulisabe buto.
We pray to it again.
Mulundi gwe tubadde tusaba Yesu mu linnya lya Yesu.
We pray Jesus in the name of Jesus.
Naye yatugamba tusabenga kitaffe mu linnya lya Yesu.
We pray the father in the name of Jesus.
Era atuma omwoyo asobole okutugabirira.
Send his spirit to provide for us.
Kubanga agamba atuma omwoyo gwe ne bikolebwa.
For he says he sends his spirit and they are created.
Kusinziira ku Zaburi 10 nnyonyi lwasa.
Sounds one of both party.
Atuma omwoyo gwe.
He sends his spirit and they are created.
Twagala kuddamu tusabe tuyite erinnya
lye. Want to pray again, call his name. And we say, our Father in heaven, it's you we are yearning for, it's you we need, you are the Father of our spirits. One else we call our spiritual Father.
But
you are our Father in heaven. Our Master Jesus emphasized on us.
Matthew 23:9.
Not have any other Father of yours on earth. For your Father is one within heaven.
Isaya esule enkaga mwenya olunyolo musanvu.
Isaiah 64:7.
So tewali asaba linnya lyo eyekangabiriza okukwatako.
Nti tewali waddagula n'omukono.
That no one even stretches the hand.
Omanyi n'ogeza kola kali taata.
And you try at least to stretch the
father.
You are the father of our spirits.
Nefe na tutunulidde bantu.
All of us are looking to people.
Tutunulidde bannabbi.
We look to prophets.
Tutunulidde abatume.
We look to apostles.
N'abasomesa.
And the teachers.
Tugolole omukono gwaffe twekangabirize.
And stretch our hand to the father.
You are the father.
Miracles are food to children. We see we line up to pay for them.
But it's
food to children. Have you cooked food in your home? After you tell children, the ones to eat rice and meat line up here.
And
you tell them they want to eat matoke and chickens line
up. But
you are a mother, you've cooked home. And you do that to your children. That is food to children. You just prepare and give them to eat. Until each one says they are satisfied.
Are
these miracles? Now they sell them to us. So the one doing them is the devil. He never ended to love sacrifice. When God gave his own son, no more asks sacrifice to work for us. For all sacrifice never worked.
It's
the blood of Jesus.
Isaiah 64:7. Kubango tukisiza masogo notumalawo olwobutali butukirivu bwaffe. Naye kakano ayi mukama
We are not going to abandon you. We have no one else. And we hold on the Father. He will come out. We are not leaving you, even though we got corrupted, at least mold us afresh.
Isaiah esula yenkaga mwenya olunyoro munana.
Isaiah 64:8.
Naye kakano ai mukama gwe kitaffe fetuli bumba.
Tuli bumba.
We are the clay.
Tuyambe tata.
Help us, Father.
Kutuba tuwachi akana na magizi gabumbe
motwele. Corrupt with my molded flesh.
Kutuba tuwachi amane nsenu.
We got perverted with the world.
Kutuba tuwachi amane nsenu.
That stood out of us.
Kutuba tuwachi amane nsenu.
You have no any other Father is the only Father.
Aba tulimba bafane bagenda.
They will deceive us, die and go. We don't know where they are headed, whether heaven or hell. But when you look at their fruits and their works, they show us their journey. Now they go like that and remain. When you go for fellowship, you get from there and you come here and you go with the world and its fullness. You need the Father to be wherever you will be, wherever you will be. He alone can walk over you. He can fight your wars. Don't wait to go to the prophet. There's something which attacked me. Come and capture them. Is this a shrine thing? Prophets, as if they just capture those things which attack us. And we refuse to give them offerings. Leave them to come back.
Isaiah esule yenkaga mwenya olunyolo munana.
Isaiah 64:8.
Fetuli bumba na wo mubumbi wa fe. Na fe fe na tuli mulimu gwa mukono gwo. Tosunguwala nnyo nnyini ayi mukama. Soto jukira butali butukirive nnaku zonna. Laba tunula tukwegayiridde. Fe fe na tuli bantu bo. Ebibuga byo ebitukuvu bifuse dungu. Sayuni kifuse dungu. Yerusalemi matongo. Enyumba ya fe ntukuvu enunji. Bajaja fe mweba kutenderezanga. Eyokeddwa omuliro.
Ekiri mu kanisa
mukiraba in the church when you see it.
Ne mu bintu bya fe byonna ebyokwesima bifaafaganye.
You see people who have gotten others are sick. Remember, you would have lived in the church. No one minds of you.
These
covered their things are like wind. The new ones, they are the ones who see the
world.
But the old ones are ruined within those churches. They are so sorrowful. Their things finished. They remain go dead, seeing nothing. Now the new ones who enter, the ones who see that God is working. You have been many years seated within there.
They are going
to get a wedding of 300 million.
You've
gotten old in there. Everything has been ruined. That's ran out of those churches.
There
are boys which entered the past generations. All of them went back to the world.
B-boy.
They are dancing B-boy.
No, dancing.
And dancing those dances of dance. They are singing songs of the world. Everything got ruined. There's no God within them. There's no spirit manifesting in them.
Isaiah esule yenkaga mwenye olunyirwe 12.
Isaiah 64:12.
Olizi binkirize ebyo nga bimaze okubaawo.
Kitaata.
Hello, Father.
Bino byonna bimaze okubaawo.
All this has happened.
Ogenda kuzibikiriza wefula atulaba.
Going to claim not seeing us.
Olizi binkirize ebyo nga bimaze okubaawo ayi mukama. Olisirika notubonyabonya nnyo nnyini.
Kibuuzo kiri awo.
It's a question there.
Anasirika nitugenda mu maaso n'okubonaabona.
Quite an emotion to get suffering.
Tumanyi nga yagamba.
But we know he said.
Ekiseera agulumiza erinnya lye.
The moment he glorifies his name.
Eddoboozi bwe lyajja nga ligamba.
The voice came saying. Right now I glorify my name.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's
call him again today.
We
promise in Isaiah 48. His glory will never give it to another.
You know,
let's call him, take his glory in our hearts, in our lives. Let him come soft through us. Where there is our hand, there will be his hand. Where we stand, he will be the one standing.
When
he sends the Spirit and they are created, stand on your feet with us and pray
for the Creator.
As we finish and wind the first part.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. To prayer, we ask the Father.
Kubanga kitamu aliyomu alimuguru. Nafe tukueva zoru aliru. Kubanga tukuma wawele chitafi. Nafe tuweleza tiriu. Watugama mjeremia antinerewe muda. Muna ambita tata, elate muda ange mabiga. Yowebi betuze tuulida sivu kabaka baka baka. Kituva tukusavoru aliru. Natukumia we metima jafe. Natukule metuwa momoyo. Matukueleza tiriu kilite. Wayogera, uvarumye sule yomu nano nyoko minenya. Wayogera anti wakule mra momoyo wakatona. Abubibana wakatona. Nafe sivu, natukule mra momoyo wakuja jori. Against the mass, no to be put in the Quataco, Wanga Chawa and Dikiba, Bakoliso, the Chisoka Suleyoku, the Nuromena, Paco Nokuminorum, Nafetrabiku, the Promo, Katonda, Wanga Murukuminorum, Gamant, you are no matter Gere Yomoto, Kujako Moyogo Motoguri, the West Rivia Katonda, the Wadam Tegero, Kujako Moyo, Arimuy, whoever's Wanga Norwale, Wonga Dokuteke, Ebiku Quataco, or Kurubon of Yiz, or Singa or Wunji, or Quita Moyo Motoku at Wikuli Dorwale. Katutia mwini njeri ya mkama hafa Yesu. Elisi nga manja gonda mkulu nekosi. Eliachiti wali wakulu mizanyo njini. Okusaba. No kusikuwa ito ondila. Otusasiro otusonywe. Okirizo kunda masi katigafu. Otusasiro nabisa manjigo. Wabo jiri liru. Sebo kabaka baka baka. Wanga kwe chitafe. Nafe tuliza delio. Tuli desebo. Ni wangu matenga. Walake jiri wacho mwebi ya mirabika. Wabo jiri mbarumi ya sureli ya soka. Onyota andika sebo katonda hafe. Ureko minenyana huku kirango yogeranti. Ejiri wacho wachina bisa mwebi ya mirabika. Ebirabika, oyogera nti watonde kunesi nebirimu byonna. Era amaanyi ko sebo, nga tussa omukka nga bwe tuwulidde, biko abatume esula ekkumi n'omusanvu, olunyisa bwe ekkumi n'omwenda paka abiri mu ttaano. Ddala kwogaba omukka, n'omu n'obulamu, era sebo nga tutambuliramu ggwe mu kisula mwe tubeera. Leero twayinza okumanya obuyinza bwo n'amaanyi go. Olwaleero sebo kitaffe omwesigwa, nga tukomyawo ekitiibwa kyo n'okuddiza obuyinza bwo, otwale amaanyi go oyolese, aye Katonda ffe. Yatambulanga n'omukono gwa Musa bwe gwabeeranga, n'ogwo ne gugololwa. Otunyonyodde ng'osinzira mu Isaaya ya yenkaaga mu esatu ng'oyogera nti omukono gwo era watusangamu omwoyo wo omutukuvu okubeera mufe mu biro biri watambula ne Musa we yagolola omukono gwe wabeeranga n'omukono gwe sebo era ogugwo gwalingawo we yatambuliranga watambulirangawo naffe tukusaba kitaffe kubanga mwe mutukuvu alajanye ng'ayogera mu Isaaya eyo ng'agamba nti gwe ayi mukama ye gwe kitaffe era naffe tulizadde lyo n'akuddamu ogwokubiri ayi mukama ye gwe kitaffe n'akuddamu ogwokusatu era kwe kitaffe gwe mulokozi waffe tukusaba okkirize kubanga tulina kitaffe mulala okujjako gwe kitaffe ali mukulu tukwegayirira nate ku mulundi guno osaasire ekkanisa yo mu Uganda n'ekkanisa yo mu nsi yonna okutuusa obujja ng'okomyawo ekitiibwa kyo otuukiriza kyawandiika mu Isaaya essuula eri eyo eyanamu omunaana oyogera nti ekitiibwa kyo tolikiwa mulala kubanga ye gwe mukama atuyigiriza okugaza kaakano okubeawo olabisa ekitiibwa kyo obeere kirawo emyoyo gyaffe nga bwekyawandiikibwa mu Ezekiyeri 18 ng'oyogera nti emmeeme zonna zange emmeeme ya taata n'ey'omwana era emmeeme eriyonoona yeerifa wayogera bebulani ya 12 ng'otegeeza ayi Katonda ffe kitaffe omwesigwa ali mukulu ng'ogamba nti emmeeme zonna zizo era kwe kirawo emyoyo gyonna naffe tulizadde lyo era kankano tweyanjula gy'oli okuyita mu linnya lya mukama waffe yesu ayinza yekka okutwanjula yategeeza mu Matayo 10 bwe munanneegaana nange nja kubeegaana
Bemuna and Kiriza, Nanga Navan Rachitaf, Okirize, Okita Marina Yomorenzu, Mokama for Yesu, Echigambochu, Echikozi, Chotu Mokora Masakatigaf, Otuanidis, Eroda become Masakatigaf, Wang enough for Tuliza Delu, Uratulekarida, Botulekarida, Tuzikiran to Guau, Eratuanyamanese Tuanu, Omoya Wanga Talimufu, Tukusaba, Okirize Aikitafi, Otumomoyo Masakatigaf, Okutuanya, Okutuzobuja, Eroku Ambulanga no Kulabilan, Okutuanid and Taros of Wanga Subiza. Oyogerante muzabuli chukumi niya onyora roasatu oyogerante otuma omoyo gwo nebikolebwa mukama byana bitweta ago okore olina kutuma omoyo gwo kekabaniro akakasante otusasi ero tusonye tuyize era tunabye okwita mu kigambo kyo banga bayogera mu Befeso esule yokutano okuva ku lwabiri mu ebiri paka lwabiri mu ettaano nga batunaaza okuyita mu kigambo tuulidde byonna mu kigambo kyo nga tunaazibwa era okudizibwa obuggya banga batusaba mu Isaaya esula esooka 13 paka lwa 18 nti munaabe muyikokola obulungi mulekera okukola ebibi mulabirire bamulekwa ne bannamwandu era mujja nno kankano tuteese ffe embi ebibi byammwe n'ebinaaba bitya ebitwakadde bitya nga bendera binaafuulibwanga omuzira naffe leero tuliza ddelyo ayi katonda affe kitaffe omwesigwa era tusaba okkirize nga bwe tunaabye okuyita mu kigambo kyo nga tuwulidde nti amaanyi go tetwayinza kugalaba so ng'oyita mu byonna era oli mu byonna wayogera mu Befeso esula eyo siba katonda affe ey'okunonyolwa mukaaga oyogera nti yegwe katonda affe era kitaawe wa mukama affe Yesu ali mu byonna ayita mu byonna laba wonna w'oli mu mukka gwe tussa mu bimera byonna nga tukula omeza ebintu ozaaza ebisolo ku nsozi nga wayogera mu zabbuli ya 50 nti ensi n'okujula kwayo byonna bibyo era bw'oyagala ento tewali kye tuyinza kutusaba bw'oyagala sseddumu ozeeronderamu n'olya n'ogamba naye nnyinza okulya omusayi gw'ebisolo soba kitaffe omwesigwa tukusaba ng'osinzira waggulu eggulu gy'oli okusinzira mu Muyobu, abi munano nyorabini, paka abi munana. Osinira wakuru wakuri yona. Otule mkuru nekuhusi. Otulabe kankano. Osomu kono kwele sama tungo. Olilo kusaba kwa fe. Gaba chiri nero. Kurwe kanisa mu Uganda. Nekurwe kanisa monsi yona. Otumuwa mwoyo u. Mwoyo wa magazi. Mwoyo wa kutegera. Mwoyo wa kutesa. Mwoyo wa amanyi. Mwoyo wa kumanya. Mwoyo wa kutema kama. Gaba wa subiza. Mwoyo wa makama. Mwoyo wa isaya. Esule yeko minemu. Onyoruso kana nokubi gotuma omoyo omubujuvu arabisema masekati gafe atuwa magazi atuwa kutegera atuwa kutesa ako atuwa amanya akasingo omunji akava kuna mulondo yo garabisiba kankano mukanisa okurana na amanya gechu zikisa ai kabaka otuwa kumanya kwaura ebyo mwendo kutali bya mwendo ero tuwa omoyo okutya tuchaire dale chibi banga bayogera sibo kabaka mungere sule munana onyola 13 yo kutya makana kwe kucha awe chibi era wadda 10 na mukago onyola okubiri ogamba ati okutya makana kwe kucha abantu tunayinza okutuukiriza ebigambo ebyo omwoyo wo ng'ali mufu okutumikulira gwe kitaffe wamu n'ekigambo ky'omukama waffe olw'obulamu obutaggwaawo nga bwe kyawandiikibwa mu Yokaana essuula ey'17 onyola 13 ty'obulamu obutaggwaawo kwe kumanya ggwe katonda omu w'amazima n'oyo Kristo Yesu gatuma tukwegayiridde nga bakiri leero otume omwoyo wo mu kkanisa n'ate kankano asaggule era ffeffete okuggyawo emyoyo gyonna emibi n'amaanyi gonna agekizikiza agaali ag'abasajja nga ba Simooni mbikuba batuma essuula eri ey'omunana 19 n'okukiira abasajja abaaloganga nga bawundiikiriza ensi ate nga baali balugu nga bayita bannabbi wasanyawo amaanyi gakizikiza wagamalamu wamalamu abasajja abo amaanyi gonna agekizikiza warabisa amaanyi g'omwoyo wo agataaliko obukwakulizo ekiraba obulaba ekituweebwa nga bakiri mbikuba batuma essuula eri ey'okubiri onyola 38 pakaana ti mwenenye munaaweebwa ekirabo ye mwoyo omutukuvu era wasuubiza mu ngeri essuula eri esooka onyola 13 temunakkiriza okunenya kwange n'abayiwako omwoyo wange n'abatera okutegeera ebigambo byange tusaba akabonero k'omwoyo omutukuvu akomewo mu kkanisa ayi katonda ffe omwesigwa n'okukola obirimu wamu naffe kubanga tuli bakozi wamu naawe tukwebaza ayi kitaffe omuyiza ebintu byonna kubanga osinzidde mu ggulu okutusaasira leero okusonyiwa ekkanisa yo nga bwe tuli leero lwa Uganda n'ekkanisa yonna eri mu nsi yonna ayi katonda ffe omwesigwa okkiriza okudda olabisa ekitiibwa kyo amaanyi go obuyinza bwo obuli mu kigambo kyo obuli mwoyo wo weebale ssebo kitaffe omwesigwa kubanga okkiriza okutusaasira era okkiriza okutusonyiwa watugamba osinga mbalo wekana esoka oyogera nti kitaffe totambulira mu kizikiza era tobeera mu kizikiza kubanga oli musana era n'otugamba nti wemunakkirizanga okusobya kwammwe nange nimwetegefu okubasonyiwa watugamba mbalo wekana esoka sula 15 olina 19 ng'oyogera nti bwe musabanga mukkirize nti muweereddwa naffe tukugulumiza era tukuliza ekiriba n'ettendo nga tumanyi omwoyo warabisibwa kankano era ng'atambula okukola wamu ne bamalayika be baayita nabo nga bw'ati mu bujjuvu bwe omusanvu ne bamalayika omusanvu abaduumizi ne bamalayika bakutte ebyokulwanisa mu bibinja byabwe omusanvu nga bakiri mu 15 olabisa ekitiibwa kyo mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma era okizzeewo nga bwe wayogera osinzira sibo katondafu misa 11 onyoro muenda ndiwali bakuzikiriza nokusanyawo banya seri tulo okumanya mukama ngama zibaganjara kunyanja era basubiza ai katondafu mwesikwa muhaba kuku pili 11 teseri tulo okumanya chitiba cha mukama ngama zibaganjara kunyanja tukweba zango tukize bya wandikwebe kweba le mukama aba kama kweba le katondafu mwesikwa tusabe byo nasaba katondafu atuita mulinya erisinga amanya gonna eri mukama afa Yesu eri chigambo cho otuma moyo atukirize byo na ngaba chandi kwa mzaburi chikomenya onyoro asatu kweba le mukama kweba le kabaka kabaka kubango kirize okusaba kwafe nafe tulindira era tumanyingo tandi sokola unakomekereza mulimu wa mulungi mulinyira mukama afa Yesu.